Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com.
You know, lots of couples struggle with connecting on a spiritual level. We have difficulty talking to each other about one of the most intimate subjects, and that's what's God doing in our lives, and then praying together as a couple, and we want to talk about that today.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature of House on the Rock Family Ministries. We've been talking this month about how to give our marriages a boost to start off this new year, and for those of you who've missed some of these broadcasts, you can go to pebblesoftruth.com and get caught up. Well, Bruce, it looks like we're talking about ways couples can connect spiritually.
That's right, Jeff. You know, there are at least three major forms of intimacy in the life of a marriage, and they're all intertwined and connected. There's the emotional, spiritual, and physical. And we as men, well, we tend to struggle a little with two out of the three.
Oh, we struggle with the physical, and what else?
Not what I had in mind, but yeah. Well, I was thinking about the spiritual and the emotional sides. When Karen and I, when we teach our marriage seminars, I often tell a story about how the Lord revealed to me when we were teaching through 1 Corinthians chapter 7 about physical intimacy and the connection with spiritual intimacy there, that Karen said to me, you know, Bruce, as much as you desire physical intimacy with me, I desire spiritual intimacy with you. And that was really quite convicting. And I realized then that I was kind of letting her down in my responsibility of leading her spiritually and meeting with her spiritually.
Well, Bruce, so how can a couple begin to connect on this spiritual level a little bit more?
Well, I think one of the first things we need to do, Jeff, is help to relax the role expectations. You know, most of us as men, especially if we've grown up in the church, have learned that we're to be the spiritual leaders of our families. And, you know, we feel way underqualified to do that because we know in our heart of hearts that our wives' walk with the Lord is way out in front of ours. And how can we be leading somebody that's out in front of us? And so we just sit quietly and hope that she won't bring it up. And what we need to do is have a conversation with our wife and say, honey, you know, I know that talking together about what God is doing in our lives is important to you and that we should be praying a little bit more together, but I feel a little intimidated about leading that. Is there some way that we can share that job together?
That sounds good. Well, what are some ways couples can share that?
Well, you know, at one of our seminars, Jeff, we teach what we call the 12-minute miracle, which is a modification of Dave and Claudia Arp's 10-minute miracle. And it gives the couples a plan to help them get started.
Sounds intriguing. 12-minute miracle. What is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start out with who leads it first. On Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, the man takes the leadership. On Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, the wife leads. And then on Sunday, well, we let the Lord lead.
Hey, that's right. We go to church.
That's right. And then what we do is we break the 12 minutes down into 3 4-minute segments. So the first 4 minutes, we spend some time reading the Word together, a passage that we agree on, read through a book, or maybe even use a devotional book like Daily Bread or Upper Room or something along those lines. And then the second 4 minutes, then you talk together as a couple about what that passage or what that reading said to you, how it inspired you, what the Spirit of God used to maybe give you a little nudge that you need to bring into your life and marriage. And then the last 4 minutes, you talk a little bit together about what you want to pray for each other, and maybe even pray that the Lord will apply the truths that you saw in the Bible reading time together. And then you pray, and it's kind of important to keep that short for us guys. We tend not to pray as long as our wives. You know, she could pray for 45 minutes, and we're done after 45 seconds.
That's true. That definitely works. So we're looking at 4 minutes of reading together from the Bible or devotional book.
Right.
4 minutes where we talk together about the passage, and then 4 minutes of prayer.
Right. Four is 12.
That sounds good. Well, I think we can do that, Bruce. And thank you for sharing about that 12-minute miracle. If you'd like to learn more about this, well, we'd love to come out to your church. You can check out our parent website at www.hotrfm.org to see a full listing of marriage seminars that we do here at House on the Rock. And, you know, we're going to be out at a lot of churches this month in February, and we're going to be involved in doing things, and we'd still love to come and visit with you and try and help you out here with your churches.
Well, we can put the 12-minute miracle up on the Pebbles website, too.
That sounds great. Well, we'll have it up there for you. Well, it's been great being with you today, and until next week,
let's keep building our house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.